faithful, far heroes proved. In liberating strife, who more than self, our country loved. Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountains.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. It is Saturday, March 30th. I'm Cliff Kelly. We are on iHeartRadio. All you need to do is download the app to your smartphone or tablet and take us with you wherever. You can also go to WVON.com. And we have a call-in number, 312-374-8130. And, of course, you can always get social, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We, of course, are engaging, empowering, connecting, and transforming veterans by being the hub to Veterans Affairs, information, resources, and referrals. And we are proudly sponsored by Attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number is 888-837-3275, and the office is 312-781-1977. Also, America's Heroes Group, sponsored by Eastlake Management and Development Corporation, located at 2850 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60616. The office is 312-842-5500. And today, as I said, you know, I'm Cliff Kelly, the host. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer is Manny Corazzari, and we're pleased to have them with us. Today is special. It is America's Heroes Group Legal Roundtable, and we are so pleased to have in our studio, legally speaking, with Steve, with our America's Heroes Group Advisory Board member, that's what I wanted to say, none other than Attorney Steve Seidman, who not only does such a great job, but he's with us today, and we're pleased to have him. How are you, Counselor?
I'm very well, Cliff. How are you doing?
Good. We are going to be discussing legal issues.
Yes.
And we would like to start off with you. We're going to be talking about Veterans Court, of course, that's a little later, but you had an interesting situation with a client that we were talking about
right
before the show.
And as I understand, Chief Jones, some of you may have heard about Timothy Jones, who is an American true hero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As is his father and mother and sister. Timothy, unfortunately, was working at Park Forest, was shot. He had a very poor prognosis the night he was shot. Heroically, by the way, he acted heroically, and has done very, very well.
Tell us what he was doing.
He actually was shot in the head and had some brain issues and other cognitive plus physical issues. Mm-hmm. And through really his father and his mother, who are inspirations to me, as is Tim. He has continued to work very hard to get better. This is somebody who the doctors told the family he would not make it through the night. Well, not only did he make it through the night, he has done wonderfully. But we have a workers' compensation system that we've had to navigate, and the family has just been wonderful. So it's inspirational. His dad is a veteran. Chief Jones is actually chief of the Country Club Police Department. Mm-hmm. That has been over 3 years ago, just recently 3 years ago. I think I'm honored enough to have Chief Jones on the phone, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
I think
that's
he might
right.
be that.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if he's called in.
I think he is on.
Excellent.
Chief. I'm here, guys. Yeah.
Hey, how
hey,
you doing?
Chief, how are you doing?
Good.
So, Chief good. William Jones. Today, Cliff.
Good. Thank
how
you.
How are you, Steve?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of the reasons that I imposed upon the chief, because they do get a lot of media requests, mm-hmm. but I wanted to talk a little bit to all those people out there about workers' compensation and what it has taken out of us, and especially, obviously, the Jones family, to get to the point where they're at now, mm-hmm. which has been some significant improvement, and there's going to be a lifetime of care needed in this catastrophic case. And we have Mrs. Jones, Tamara Jones, who actually was an educator who gave up her job. Chief Jones, who has daily does physical therapy and works hard with Tim. And even though we have workers' compensation that we've been navigating, it's taken extra effort. Maybe I could just open it up a little bit to the chief to explain to the public about his experience with what he and the families had to go through.
Yeah.
In the system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me on your show today, Cliff. It's an honor, sir. Mm-hmm. Truly an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
It's a gift from God to have been able to work with Steve throughout these pretty much throughout these last 3 years. We would not have been able to mingle our way and get where we were today without him. So I'd like to just start off by saying, yes, my son Timothy, he was injured, you know, critically in the line of duty 3 years ago. And as Steve told you, the doctors didn't give us 1 hour. But by the grace of God, we are 3 years Tim strong and continuing to battle on. I remember when we first went to Steve's office, it wasn't even 6 months into my son's injury. And I'll never forget when he said, hey, look, you know, you don't need me right now. He said, but there's going to come a time when things are going to start happening and you're going to need me. And, I mean, true to his word, that day did, in fact, come, and we had to go back and we had to really get some representation because the system being we're truly grateful and blessed for the system of workers' comp because we do know that it's extremely expensive, and with the surgeries that my son needed and a hospital stay, I believe his care was second to none. It was second to none. And, of course, for us, never having to have endured this type of process before, it was tough from the start. I've been in law enforcement for 24 years, and as a chief, you know, I always tell a new guy, say, look, no matter what happens to you when you come here, this is a family, and you're going to be covered. You're going to be covered. You have insurance, and you get this almost this false sense in the back of your mind that no matter what happens, you're going to be taken care of. But as you go further into the process of the care, and once it starts to reach a certain dollar amount, it starts to become really tough to get the things that just the basic day-to-day needs that you need.
And a couple of things, and it's interesting that the chief mentions this because, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chief, but when Congressman Giffords contacted you guys right after.
Correct. She did, yes.
And you remember Cliff, Congressman sure. Giffords was
yeah,
shot in the head.
Was shot in the head, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so to give you a comparison of where the treatment – where we're at in differences, where, of course, Congressman Giffords got every possible thing the United States could possibly give her. and still does to this day, mm-hmm. rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
Where our
rightfully so, yeah.
Rightfully so, mm-hmm. absolutely. Where in our system in Illinois, with the workers' compensation, it's fair, reasonable, and necessary care. So this is where we have this gray area.
Wow.
And if it wasn't for the chief and Mrs. Jones, and I mean this sincerely, Timothy would not be half as well as he is today. These are people, and in fact, today I got a text from Mrs. Jones about certain medications that weren't correct from the pharmaceutical house. Every day there are issues that she is on top of and that Chief Jones are on top of. The difference between the system of differences in systems is great between what the Congresswoman is getting and, of course, mm-hmm. what we're entitled to in Illinois. But some states, such as Indiana, and the chief was telling me a situation of he got a call from somebody in Louisiana. And his son, could you tell us a little bit about that, Chief?
I sure will.
Thank you.
His name is Deputy Nick Tullier, and he was part of the officers that were ambushed approximately, going on 3 years now, like July 16th or 17th, down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I believe three of the officers, in fact, lost their lives, and one of them was injured, but also Nick Tullier was gravely injured, somewhat similar to my son, Tim. And we reached out to his father, and I have still to this date kept in contact with his father, and it is literally horrifying to just hear some of the issues that they have that Steve helped us get through, and a few of them being housing, transportation, where do you go after rehab?
Right.
You have to live somewhere. And their journey has been, our journey has been tough, but their journey has been horrible. And I think it's a lot to do with the coverage per state.
Yeah, well, thank you, mm-hmm. Chief. I think sure. there's also a difference probably in Louisiana being a state that is probably really not even close to Illinois, and yet you hear over the last 4 years before the new governor got in that they wanted to take away rights in Illinois because business was moving from Illinois, and they blamed it on workers' compensation. And so we had the chance to go backwards. I will tell you with this particular situation, and I think, and this is a true story, but I the chief has told me the worst day that Timothy had was during this whole thing. Was he's the thing I don't like about it, he's a Green Bay Packers fan, a big Green Bay Packers fan. So he said the worst day that he had during this whole experience was when Aaron Rodgers got hurt and he was out for a while. Right, Chief?
We were in the rehab, and when Aaron Rodgers got hurt, you'd have thought Timothy was injured all over again.
Yeah, right.
He fell out,
Yeah. Well, thank you, Chief, for everything and of course, the inspiration that you've given.
Right.
And Tim and your wife, Tamara, it is just truly, you guys are heroes to me.
Thank you so much for being with us, Chief Jones. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Okay,
thank you. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Consular, so what do we need to know here?
Well, no matter, in this case, this is a catastrophic injury.
Right.
And even with a catastrophic injury, as simple as it should be, and the chief was right when Chief and Mrs. Jones came into my office. I said to him, "You don't need me at this particular time."
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you probably will because history speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's a totally catastrophic injury, and you would figure a no-brainer, as we call it, you should be mm-hmm. able to get every ounce of care you need.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work out that way all the time. So you need an advocate on your corner, mm-hmm. no matter how small or large the situation is, because workers' compensation gives you certain rights in Illinois. And
mm-hmm.
it's not the Cadillac, as we said, but it mm-hmm. gives you 2/3 your wages when you're off of work. It gives you medical bills paid, and it also gives you a lump sum settlement or award or gives you remedies in the event that you can't go back to work. So you need somebody on your side, and you need somebody to go do the legwork for you and fight this out.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so what this teaches me is that with the best of care from parents and the best of love from parents and the giving up their basic occupation in exchange for, if you saw Tim, he's a strong, strapping man. It's amazing. I mean, he exercises every day with the chief. I mean, they do physical therapy. Mm-hmm. But the point is that there are so many things that are needed that are not given in a catastrophic case and also in very many smaller cases. And that's why you need an advocate.
That's right. And that's what your specialty is.
Correct. Yeah. We do the mm-hmm. personal injury and the jury work, but also workers' compensation, which, of course, is mm-hmm. the lion's share of what I personally do nowadays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What is every case, of course, Dave, is different. We know that.
Yes.
But what in our Legal Roundtable of America's Heroes group here, what can we tell our listeners is something that you, and you've been great in sponsoring us for so long because we've had people that have been helped by your firm, of course. But what are the circumstances normally that you would say, okay, fine, you need to come in?
Well, I always tell people that mm-hmm. if you have a work injury, you don't necessarily need a lawyer, okay? I mm-hmm. I'm always completely frank with people when they come in. If it's an accepted case and there aren't going to be any issues, do you really need somebody? Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But odds are you will, because most of these cases are against insurance companies. And, of course, their job is to take in premium and not pay out money. It's to make money on the premium, and it's a business.
Yeah.
So you have to have – it's a yin and a yang. You got to have mm-hmm. an opposite to mm-hmm. everything. And so what I tell people is you need somebody to watch out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there are all kinds of unfortunate things that happen. We have airplanes falling out of the sky for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
We have troopers who, when I represented a state trooper, represent some now, one who an overpass on I-57 is named after, where a car goes out of control. And, you need representation then, believe it or not, for the family. In personal injury cases, it's the same story, unfortunately, because it's a business and because the risk is to the insurance company. Insurance company does not want to pay out claims. You have to have an advocate on your side to go do battle.
Absolutely. Steve Simon is with us. We want to take a caller. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, hi.
Hi. I wanted to ask about an injury that was caused by someone who had that low insurance where it only paid like $20,000-$40,000, and the person caused severe damage to someone I know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the insurance they had was the $20,000-$40,000. Is that all they're going to be able to collect is the $40,000?
Well, it depends on a couple of things. One is, and it's kind of a complicated question, but not so complicated. If the individual who was hurt was driving a vehicle, for instance, they might have mm-hmm. what's called underinsured motorist coverage. What is that? That's your own insurance company who will step into the shoes of the other driver. So the first thing this person needs to do is to look at her own insurance companies, her own auto insurance company, to see if there's any mm-hmm. underinsured motorist coverage. One mm-hmm. of the things, and I must tell you, you raised an excellent point. Last year, or a couple years ago, the state legislature raised the minimum coverage for liability from $20,000 to $25,000 per occurrence, or per mm-hmm. person, to $20,000 to $25,000-$50,000. That is nothing. So people are driving around with insurance with minimum coverages, and if we see this, unfortunately, way too often, where people are horrifically injured, and all coverages is the minimum coverage. And unless mm-hmm. this person has underinsurance coverage, which is why I tell everybody, look at your automobile insurance policies. Cliff, you do the same today.
Mm-hmm.
You get the highest coverage available for un- and underinsured motorist coverage. Un is when they don't have any coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Under is if they have minimum coverage or coverage that won't take care of you. Insurance mm-hmm. companies, automobile insurance companies, don't want to tell you about it because they don't make a lot of money on it, but they're forced to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have your friend please check to see what her underinsured motorist coverage is. If at all, anything. If not,
I did ask her. She said she has the 5100 with State Farm.
Okay. So what would happen then is the difference, because you have to remember there's per person and occurrence. Per person is if there's an injury such as your friend. Per occurrence is if there's five people in the car, for instance. That would take mm-hmm. care of all of that. So your friend has 50,000 and there's 20,000. So the most that she'll be able to get, unfortunately, is the 50 off of the State Farm. So it would be 20 from the underlying and 30 that State Farm would pay under the underinsured.
Wow.
Yeah, it's horrible. And
yeah, because her first bill is already $20,000 because it's so severe.
Right. I will tell you that that it is. And last year I came here to the studios and I talked about the, if you recall, Cliff, the State of Illinois Court of Claims was $100,000. Mm-hmm. And JB actually was at that broadcast before me. Mm-hmm. But it is now $2 million. Within a year, the state legislature has changed that to $2 million as the minimum the state of Illinois must pay, or the maximum, too. But the point is that this is why you need to be very loud in trying to talk to your state representatives and senators and saying you've got to raise these minimum coverages. I mean, look at your friend. $50,000 is maximum. And that's because she had 50 underinsured. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, she would have gotten 20. It's not right.
Terrible.
Wow.
Rebecca, thank you so much for your call.
The first day was 20,000. Yeah. I was like, wow.
We appreciate your call, Rebecca. Thank you so much. Steve, this has been great. This is America Heroes Group Legal Roundtable. And, of course, Steve Seidman has helped us so long, and all of these folks, and he's sponsored the show. And we want to make sure everybody knows Attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis & Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700 here in Chicago, 60603. Toll-free number, 888-837-3275. The office is 312-781-1977. Keep up the great work.
Well, Cliff, congratulations. You got an award this year.
Yeah, I've gotten a number of awards.
It's wonderful. And Glenda, I've known forever. I think you guys are terrific. I always love coming here and talking to you guys.
We're going to continue to have you. That's for sure, because you've done so much for so many of our people. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Take care of yourself.
All right. Stay with us now. This is just great. We will be back with more in just a moment.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Eastlake Management is proud to honor America's heroes. We salute all who have served with valor in the U.S. Armed Forces. We honor your courage and sacrifice for our country and its citizens. We are proud of our employees who are U.S. veterans, and we appreciate the strength and commitment that they bring to the Eastlake team. Eastlake Management, founded in 1983, is dedicated to delivering affordable, comfortable housing to the residents at the properties we manage. Eastlake proudly salutes America's heroes.
America, sweet.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, WVON host and honored veteran, inviting you to listen every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. as I host America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power regarding the treatment of veterans, retired and active, discussing concerns for affordable housing, social services, Medicare, and all services geared toward veterans. America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power.
When news and information comes to you from every direction, the one source you can trust the most is the commentators. You want politics? You need Kimberly Ogoyen. You want to be updated on the latest women's issues? Check out our new commentator, Yolanda Joe. Carl West has business covered. And Abdul Hakim Shabazz comes at you from the right. Listen for guest commentator every Friday. The Commentators, weekdays at 9:20, 5:20, and 11:55 p.m. Only on the Talk of Chicago. We're WVON proud.
I'm Sally, a volunteer at United Way. I'm asking people around the neighborhood what they think this place needs. Excuse me. Hi. What do you think this place needs?
I'd like to see more parking.
More playgrounds.
Free movies.
That's easy. Better restaurants.
And you, what do you think this place needs?
This place? Oh, more ice cream trucks.
Okay. How about you?
Wi-Fi everywhere?
I was thinking more money in the pockets of local families come tax time.
Can I change my answer?
I was just kidding about the ice cream.
Oh, that's way better.
Now that you mention it.
When it comes to getting better tax refunds into the hands of local families, what this place needs is you.
To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org.
Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. It is Saturday, March 30th, and you, of course, are listening to America's Heroes Group, and this is America's Heroes Group Legal Roundtable today. We've been getting some great information. You just heard from one of our great attorneys, Steve Seidman, who is just done a great job. But now we have back with us, and we're talking about Veterans Court and the Attorney Supervisor at Veterans Court at 26 in California. She is back with us, Attorney Lori Roper. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, Cliff.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Great. And also joining us, we have Judge Darren Bowden from the Markham Court. And how are you, Judge?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you.
And congratulations on your rewirement.
I love it. You got the right word. That's great. Thank you so much for that statement. That's great.
You're welcome.
Great. Laura, this is very important, as we well know, Veterans Court, and our people really need to know about this, and we just appreciate the fact that it exists, and you are the supervisor. The attorney supervisor of the Veterans Court. Tell us about it, and then we'll have the judge. Judge, anytime you want to hop in, please do so, okay?
Will do.
Okay. Thank you, Judge.
Well, you know, as we've talked about on many occasions, we are fortunate in this particular jurisdiction that in Cook County we have veterans treatment courts, and we have them in all our districts and different courthouses throughout Cook County, and that is the system, the court system that allows veterans and addresses their particular issues when they come into court, and they allows them to have a space where people who understand them, who understand their particular needs, can address them, and if they successfully complete the program, they can get the case expunged from their record, and the sentence will be vacated.
That's a great thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is very important, and it operates on a team concept. So not only do we have the great work of Attorney Roper and the Public Defender's Office, but this is something that the state's attorney, Kim Fox, has really been advocating, and we really work as a team along with the Veterans Administration, and I really believe this is the way this should be given out. The fires of justice must be tempered by compassion, and this program is an excellent example of that.
You know, Judge, that sounds wonderful. Well, you don't hear the word compassion too often when we're talking about these things. And how did this go to either of you? How did this Veterans Court come about? This is just a great thing, and I don't think enough people – that's why we do this at America's Heroes Group, to get out this information. We've gotten a number of people who because we've had you before – who were so happy to hear about it. And let me mention this right now, too. Our call-in number is 312-374-8130. 312-374-8130. If you have a question or a comment, yeah, you can certainly call in.
My understanding of how it started, mm-hmm. there's an African-American judge in, I believe, the state of Pennsylvania, who is a veteran. And he noticed veterans coming into his courtroom, and he felt that they had served us, and it's time for us to serve them. We send them out to foreign lands, and they face war. They see all kinds of things, and then when they return back home to the United States, oftentimes they were neglected. And so he saw this group of individuals who may have been struggling with substance abuse, post-traumatic stress syndrome that caused them to find their way into courts, really with nonviolent cases. And he felt that this was a way of giving back to them. And it began to be replicated throughout the country.
Well, Judge Bowden, that's wonderful, isn't it? How long ago was that?
This may have been now. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, sure.
About 20 years ago.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and that was an African-American judge in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Yeah, I was unaware of that, how it started. It's just a great thing, obviously. But for him to recognize that, Judge, you know, substance abuse. You as a veteran, particularly as a combat veteran, you can have a totally different personality once you come back.
Oh, yes. Our brothers and sisters return home from foreign lands, and even though they may not show a physical disability, they're suffering mentally.
Yeah, the PTSD,
and
you mentioned.
We need to care for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sin. We call ourselves one of the most or the most progressive country on this globe, and we don't treat those, and oftentimes it's young men and young women, 19, 20, 21 years of age.
Yeah. Yeah, Judge, you're absolutely right, and particularly we've got these folks that are put in a situation that they have never had any kind of experience, just a horrific thing. Yeah,
that's true. Mm-hmm. And Judge Bowden, how long have you been dealing with the veterans? How long were you doing Veterans Court?
Did we lose the judge? We're trying to get him back. I think we lost Judge Bowden.
Well, I'm glad that Judge Bowden did recognize that PTSD is...
I'm just so proud of the fact, too, that he told us the history was an African-American judge that...
I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you could just let the audience know, how long have you been a judge dealing with Veterans Treatment Court?
I was in Veterans Treatment Court for approximately 7 years, and I had the pleasure to serve on the board of the Illinois Association of Problem-Solving Courts. And that is an organization that we're working on certification throughout the state of Illinois, not only in Cook County, but throughout the entire state. So I really benefited from it, and I had a heart for it because As you know, Lori, my wife is a veteran of a foreign war.
Wow.
So I understand
great.
The nuances of it.
Oh, that's great. That is very interesting.
Right. She served in Operation Desert Storm.
Desert Storm. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Tell me how this works out, and particularly, you're primarily out in the South Suburban area. Is that right, Judge?
Yes.
Yeah.
When I was handling the case, initially I was doing the initial bond hearings, preliminary hearings, and how that worked and how it worked so well out in Markham, I was able to identify individuals from day one, so it helped me also in setting my bonds. If I had to put something in place for pretrial services, they help the individual along the way. And so I could flag cases. And then attorneys from Attorney Roper's office, the law office of the Cook County Public Defender, as well
great.
As the state, they would divert these cases. And these cases would stay in front of me. And then we would try to get that DD-214. We contact our VJO, and we would begin the process at that time.
I just got to say one thing. I would love to go before a judge like Judge Bowden, who's also a commissioned minister in the Christian church.
Yes.
Yeah, a fun fact about that is that Judge Bowden, he did the wedding ceremony for my wedding.
Oh, wonderful. See, I'm glad I brought that up about that.
Right.
Yeah, we have a caller. Hi. We have a caller on our line. Let's see if we can get her up. Is she there? Hello? We have an attorney who is calling in. Lori Lightfoot is calling in. Lori, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi. How are you, Counselor? Good.
I'm good. I just wanted to call in and say hello to you and thank you for all the great services you provided to the city of Chicago and also particularly to our veterans. I think you've done a tremendous job in helping raise and elevate the issues and the challenges that our veterans community has. And I think so many people have benefited from your great work. So I just wanted to call in and wish you well.
Well, you know, that is so kind of you to do that because you're doing something that I think you're probably busy.
A little bit.
Yeah. And good luck to you, Counselor.
Thanks so much.
Good luck
Thanks
from
so
one
much.
Lori to another.
Yes, exactly. Well, enjoy the conversation, and I wish you all well.
That is so great. We'll be talking, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much
for your call. Yeah, that's,
all right,
that's
excellent.
Funny. That's very
bye-bye
nice.
Now.
Bye-bye. That's very nice because I was saying, I think she's probably busy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
Yeah, Judge, you're right. Oh, that's funny. Our number again, 312-374-8130. We're having a great conversation here. And, you know, I was so happy that I was reading about Judge Bowden because I don't think we would have known that he's also a minister. Lori, you could have said that. You married.
I just wanted to see if you were going to
Do my homework.
Yes,
yeah, right.
That's
right.
A fun fact.
Yeah, it was one of
Park
those Manor
facts. Christian Church.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was there with Reverend Demas.
Whom I knew. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh,
well, you
yes.
know, based on, I know what kind of church that was and how you
yes.
were. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about progressive. I mean, that's just great. You know?
And I heard earlier in conversations about the Million Man March.
Right.
And a lot of events.
Right.
And we hosted.
Yep. You sure did. In fact, there were meetings there about the Million
yes.
Man March. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Judge Bowden, do you think that there are a lot of treatment opportunities for the vets that are in the suburbs? Do you feel that there could be some more treatment opportunities or... Well, what can we do to maybe fortify the treatment and the opportunities for vets in the suburbs?
First of all, it's awareness, and then we have to ensure that the county It helps fund organizations that would help us. And then we have to go out and connect with VFWs and Muffet Marines, that group, and begin to advocate. And I think there needs to be an expansion of those cases that are allowed to come into Veterans Court. And that decision should be left up to the courts and not to legislation, i.e., what do I mean? We have a lot of veterans who come in as a result of domestic violence. And after they have been gone, they've seen combat, and they come back home, and they have these issues. You might have a domestic situation which stems from something that may have been caused because of their service. But we cannot service that population in Veterans Court because that type of case is carved out of the legislation as being one of the charges that we could, in fact, serve a veteran on. So as far as the legislation, ensuring funding for these programs, mental health services could be increased because oftentimes I may have a homeless veteran who has mental health issues, but they cannot make it to Jesse Brown or Hines or to the VA Center in Northwest Indiana. And so if we have some additional programs in the area, we could better be able to serve those who fall for us.
That makes a lot of sense, Your Honor. Does that require action by the Illinois General Assembly?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was thinking. And we have a number of people there that certainly. Are you working with anybody yet?
Oh, yes.
Good, I figured you were.
We've had some contact, and we've invited them out to our graduations. We had graduations every 6 months. We had Commander Bill Brown from the VFW out in Richland Park. He's been there. So it's all about making contacts and bringing everyone around the table and working together to serve those who served us.
That is just wonderful. You know, when you see that in the court system, it makes you feel better. You know, and I'm so happy that this was started by an African American judge, because we're always talking about how the system really cuts us short in many instances. And to have the both of you, for instance, is just great doing this. You talk about the graduation every 6 months. Tell us about that.
Oh, once the men and women complete the program and mark them in throughout the county, we'll hold a graduation. And we just say, good job, job well done, and recognize them for being successful at completing a program. Once again, we do not want it to appear to be are punitive.
Sure.
And we recognize them. And I would like to say this, because I service the Veterans Court, Mental Health Court, and Drug Treatment Courts. And my veterans, we had a graduation rate of about 99%.
That's great.
They were able to go through the program, were successful. And the one piece that we were trying to get started, the unique thing about the veterans program, once we have individuals who have graduated from the program, we try to maintain a relationship with them and have them serve as mentors to those who are coming into the veterans program. And servicemen and women, they have a special bond relationship with one another. And so we were trying to implement this. And so just not to say, here's your graduation cases expunged, you're walking out the door. Where I'm using my ministerial tongue now. Whom much is given, much is required.
That is great. Let's take the caller, Delcy. Hi.
Yes, Cliff.
Yeah, go right ahead. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling for a friend, Cliff, that lives in Hazelcrest. She has a husband who's a Vietnam veteran, and she can't seem to get any help for him, and now he's paralyzed. And they sent him to a nursing home instead of a hospital. And after 21 days, they sent him home. And they sent some equipment out with her that doesn't even work. She's a very small person that she doesn't have any help with him.
Well, that's horrific.
What? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did he receive service at Jesse Brown's and Hines? Do you know?
I can hear you. What'd you say?
Do you know if he received services at VA hospital, or was it a regular hospital?
Well, Claire, far as I know, every time she tries, they tell her he makes too much money, have too much money, some kind of stuff. They always make an excuse. And I've tried to help go out and sit with him and help her, but she's going to bad health trying to take care of him after 20 years.
Well, that's terrible. It seems to me, Judge, today's show is the American Heroes Group Legal Roundtable, and we had an attorney in here earlier who's been...
I can't hardly hear you.
We had an attorney in here earlier, Judge, that has been helping these people who are having problems like that. This, based on what she's saying about her friends, would it be better to for her maybe to contact an attorney?
I would say so.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Contact an attorney?
Yeah. We have an office number. You can call Delta for, because you're being helpful. That's great that you're doing that. But the person you would want, in fact, he was on our show earlier today, his name is Steve Seidman, Attorney Steve Seidman.
I didn't understand a clip of my street in the car. What's his name?
Steve Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N. Okay, and the office number is 312-781-1977. And when you get that office number, tell them that you got the information from America's Heroes Group. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I listened to you, Chris, and congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
You.
Okay, and you are great to try to help these folks as you are.
Yes.
I mean, that's what we need to do, is to try to support each other. So thank you so much, and make that call.
Chris, now that's 312-781-1977?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much. Just want to thank...
Governor...
Yes, Judge.
The judge who started the court, his name is Judge Robert Russell. And I said Philadelphia, but it was in Buffalo on the East Coast.
Very good. Okay, the one who started this. Judge Bowden, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And, of course, the judge, and, of course, Lori Roper, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
We'll be calling you all back, I'm sure.
Anytime you need me.
You're wonderful.
Call.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you, Judge Bowden.
Good. Now we are going, of course, to our executive producer, Glenda Smith.
Any questions or concerns regarding affordable housing, social services, and wellness care, please feel free to call America's Heroes Group at 312-803-2618. We're located at 155 North Wacker Drive, Suite 4250. We sincerely thank you for watching us live on Facebook. Make sure you hit that Facebook like button at the top of our Facebook like page. Therefore, you stay connected and will receive future notifications regarding shows, event information, resources regarding veterans, armed forces, and their family members. We are grateful to our partner, Mrs. Dorothy Lavelle of the Chicago Reader. The articles on veterans, armed forces, and their family members are online at www.chicagocrusaders.com. To subscribe to the Chicago Crusaders weekly column with the Governor of Talk Radio, Cliff Kelly, Voices, and the America's Heroes Group, call the Chicago Crusader at 773 752-2500 or send an email to ads@chicagocrusaders.com to request a subscription. The governor of Talk Radio and America's Heroes Group is proudly to announce that we are converting to a two-hour show effective April, I have to look at the calendar, April 6th, we will go from 4 to 6 p.m. And so we are extremely grateful to Melody Spann Cooper and WBON, who has been so supportive of our show, the listening audience, because we are Facebook with countries from around the world. We have connected to at least 25 states. And so Cliff and America's Heroes Group, we are extremely supportive. extremely grateful for your support and your continued listening and engaging to our show. So once again, thank you all so much. Please stay tuned for next Saturday show that starts from 4 and ends at 6 p.m. Our technical producer is Tiara. And hey. I apologize for my stumbling, but I'm a little winded trying to move around so fast.
All right. Thanks,
so,
everybody.
The governor, y'all, ain't going nowhere. He is here.
Right. Yay. Yeah. Thanks, everybody.